Christopher Media, the Toddzilla X-Pod.
I don't like shooing people away, but it's good practice sometimes. Some people like me, some people can't fucking stand me. I'm polarizing, I get that. But I think it's fair that I should come with a warning label. Then I should get that out there before you stumble into something thinking it's going to be something it's not.
The Toddzilla X-Pod on iTunes and ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media, let's make some noise.
Hi, I'm Mike White.
And I'm Rob St. Mary.
And we're the hosts of the Projection Booth podcast.
If you haven't heard of the Projection Booth, that's okay.
But we think it's time that you have.
We've been doing this for over 3 years now.
And we think we're doing a pretty good show.
Every week we look at a different film and put it in context.
We try to bring you interviews with the people behind the films.
Or experts on a subject. Matter covered in the film.
We don't specialize in any one particular genre or type of film.
We try to examine every aspect of cinema.
From every corner of the globe.
Even at 3 years, we barely just scratched the surface.
But we're ready. We're ready for you to listen to us.
That's right. Now's the time to give us a shot.
Download us through our free smartphone app.
Or through Stitcher, iTunes, Geek Juice Radio, Jackalow.
Or our website.
Projection-booth.com.
We'll keep making great shows.
Now it's your turn to listen.
Cannabinoid.
You gotta wait. You gotta wait. When comedy's all about timing.
Christopher Media. Let's make some noise. From AsmaCore Studios near Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, man.
It's the Weedsman Podcast.
I have no idea what's going on.
And now...
You have smoked yourself retarded.
Here are the Weedsman.
You want to get high?
Happy birthday, Rob.
It's my
birthday.
It's the Rob Birthday Extravaganza.
Thank you, thank you.
Also known as Show 20, I think. Yeah, this will be 20. Today was 19.
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah. The Rob Extravaganza.
We've got a layer cake of cannabis to consume.
Yes.
Here, already packed.
Was it Pineapple Express and Rick Simpson oil?
Yep.
Yep.
That's one hell of a cake.
Rob and I split a brownie earlier today.
Yes.
Oh, did you? You had that brownie, huh?
Yeah. He was like, well, I got a little surprise for you.
Hey. I was like, you want to eat it now or during the podcast? He said, no. I said, okay. Yeah.
Get warmed up, you know? Feeling good.
Man, hold on. He sounds like he's...
Yeah, I'm wavering in and out. Let me read.
Turn your mic towards it.
Yeah, your mic's...
There we go.
Oh, there
Boom,
he is.
Boom, shakalaka.
There he is.
That's why we have the doctor.
The warm, sexy voice. Got to get all of it. All that bass.
I'm going to bring the bass tonight.
Okay, Barry.
But not too much. I don't want to make all the ladies wet tonight.
Later.
Later.
Rob, would you care to do the honors?
I would love to.
Yeah. Happy! Oh no, wait. We can't sing that.
Give us something to listen to. I got the bulletproof clipper. Hopefully,
come on.
This is my favorite. Oh, you can't rush it, man. You can't rush it. This is my favorite Barry White song. I fucking love this song.
This is the beginning. It's Rob. Ooh. When it drops in, finally.
Dude, what disco song rocks a harpsichord like that?
Ooh.
Listen to that.
Come on, baby.
See? It fits right in.
That's tasty.
I feel like this is making this really weird to smoke the bong now.
Oh, no, man. This is perfect.
Hey, that is a good combination.
Yeah, that's tasty. I just love the taste of this. There we go.
This is going to be the show where we just stop talking. What happened?
What happened?
No, because we discussed the Rick Simpson on the last pod. It just, when it hits you, it fucking hits you, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I noticed it's Creeper, too. You know,
it can be, yeah.
But, yeah, it's... Oh, Rob just looks like... The look on his face says, I just shit my pants.
Nope, not that look. Maybe. It's the water on the foot. Water on foot.
Oh, so your brain just shit its pants?
I had a little backwash.
Ah, got that wet foot.
wet foot.
On your foot?
Wet foot, yeah.
From the
when I cleared it.
It went on your foot?
Yeah.
It went
on my foot. It went on my foot.
Did you see me just talking to the bong?
Yeah!
This is going to be a good one. First.
This is going to be a great show.
I just addressed the bong like that. Yeah. What are you talking about? It went into your foot.
Yeah. From the man inside the bong.
Well, that's a good idea now.
What's that?
A bong with a functioning mic. Functioning bong with a functioning microphone.
The bong mic. Yeah. Bong mic.
No, because everything, this is what it would sound like.
You know what I just realized? We never introduced ourselves.
Oh. Well, hi. Again, I'm Chris.
Hi. I'm sorry.
This is Aaron.
I'm Rob.
He's sorry.
I'm sorry.
No Mikey B.
Don't be sorry.
He's not feeling well. He's down. Could be because of baseball. Could be because of something else.
Feeling down about the baseballs?
Yeah.
What's
Tigers, the Tigres.
They're not going to...
Not producing.
Is this playoffs?
This is playoffs. Postseason. Postseason.
Okay.
This is the ALDS.
I just noticed that all of a sudden everyone gave a shit about the Tigers.
Yeah,
and I was like, they must have
postseason.
Yeah, postseason.
It's all people care about.
Yeah,
I mean, there's diehard fans that watch, you know, regular season.
So we're smoking on
Pineapple Express,
Pineapple Express, and Rick Simpson.
It's a volatile mix.
Yeah, we can make a movie and cure cancer. That's how many times
we can make a movie that cures cancer? Yeah.
I believe we've had the strain on the show before. I'm not sure what episode, but
yeah, we've smoked this shit before.
I thought the hurricane season was over.
Hurricane season was over.
Oh, I'm sorry about things just got out of hand.
Such a
crazy
movie.
That's Wade Walter, my first husband.
Brass tacks.
Yes, yes.
Just got a shipment of the dopest dope I've ever smoked. Hands down, dopest dope I've ever smoked.
Pineapple Express was bred by G13 Labs and is a child of train wreck in Hawaii. The smell has been likeness of fresh apple and mango with a taste of pineapple, like, pine, and cedar.
It's been likened to? So,
I see.
We got just another. Right,
the man reads with the stoners on Leafly, right?
It says likened. Yeah, L-A-K-E-N-E-D.
Is likened to?
Yep, likened to fresh apple and mango with a taste of pineapple, pine, and cedar. This hard-hitting sativa provides an energetic high up to 2 hours and has a THC content up to 17% and with CBD of 0.17%. Pineapple Express is a marijuana strain, light green buds that are dense with thick resin. It's nice. A classic. I love it. It tastes delicious.
Rob, have you ever heard?
Ted is the only guy in town that has it. Just remember that.
Yep. Don't mess with Ted.
You ever heard the version of that song without the gunshots in it?
No.
Yeah. It really just doesn't work. There's a remix of it where it's just like, all I want to do.
Politically correct pussy mix? Is that what it's called?
And take your money. Like, you just.
That would make no sense. But obviously, with a name like that, you got to think the flavors are pineapple, sweet, and tropical.
Yeah?
Yep, that's what they say.
I guess.
The top five effects of this strain are happy, uplifted, euphoric, energetic, and relaxed.
So, did we already talk about what came first?
Happy.
No. The movie or the strain? Because I had never smoked it until after the movie came out.
That I don't know.
Is this like named? Was this a made up strain for the movie, and then somebody made a strain and was like, "Oh, I'm going to name it Pineapple Express." Or is this a really popular strain that I just wasn't aware of prior to the movie?
That's a good question.
I'll tell you here in a second.
I'm voting for the former.
Yeah, that could be a possibility.
I think it's something that they made up.
I mean, Seth Rogen and, you know, James Franco obviously smoked pot when they were young. They might have come across that strain before.
No, that would be the latter. But the idea that it existed before the movie.
Okay.
I'm going with...
The movie made the strain?
Yeah, I'm going with they made up the name. Unless... Okay, so where would the name Pineapple Express come from then? Is there any explanation for that?
Probably the flavoring, like the mango, piney,
yeah,
sweetness. I don't know.
An express?
maybe it grows fast.
Is there any other weed that has Express in its name? Am I thinking too much about this?
Maybe. Maybe, and yes.
Well, speaking of movies, I just read today that there's a documentary that's opening this weekend in New York called Culture High.
What's happening in New York?
The Culture High. There's a movie opening up there, a documentary. Oh. It's called The Culture High, and it's basically about the failures of the drug war, and it stars Joe Rogan, Snoop Dogg, Sir Richard Branson, and Wiz Khalifa. So I think there's a definite focus.
It's not just all drugs.
There's one specific one that they are focusing on.
I'm very leery of Wiz Khalifa.
Why? Would you, like, as in you would walk to the other side of the street if you saw him coming?
No. No, just
anyone with facial tattoos, I'm leery of.
The way he presents himself. Like, you know, file him under he's a You're Not Helping Award recipient. Wasn't there some ridiculous story that came out a couple weeks ago talking about
his
like
he doesn't
19
help
joints
anything.
A day or something like that?
Who cares?
Sure, yeah.
Are you hating? Is that a hater? Haterade, I taste.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's delicious.
It's delicious.
Delicious, sweet hater, right? Well, no, but, you know, whatever. Who am I? I'm just some dude. I'm just saying.
Hey, man, if I could live life and smoke 19 joints a day.
He's giving recreational marijuana smokers a bad name.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like our girl from the last podcast with the cannabinoids.
Cannabinoid.
that are telling us that our body needs.
Right. We need it.
Yeah, anyway, so the movie, the director's name is Brett Harvey. He did a documentary on the failed drug war and marijuana prohibition called The Culture High. It's opening in New York, so you can go see it this weekend, but you won't hear this for another week. So by that time, hopefully it'll be in other cities. It's supposed to premiere around the U.S. in the next month.
That'd be good to see.
That's interesting, but I don't know. We'll see if we learn anything new from this.
Right.
I think I have a pretty clear understanding of what the story is, but I'm sure there's a lot of people who don't.
I like to see what everybody else's version is. Like, see what marijuana is to them. It could be interesting.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, I don't disagree with the message they're probably going to provide.
It is a lot of different things to a diversity of people.
Yeah.
It is the rich man, poor man drug, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, lawyers do it. Doctors do it.
Everybody.
Judges.
Guys who look like James Franco and Pineapple Express do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's smoke some pot. Like that?
Yeah. That's nice. I like it.
Did we ever find out about this Pineapple Express?
Okay,
you were looking that up.
What are the origins? Let's put this to
bed. Who was first?
What came first, the chicken or the egg? I ate the chicken and then I ate his leg.
Oh, here we go. High Times has an article about it.
What does it say, Christopher?
HighTimes.com. We have to credit all sources. Seth Rogen, : no Pineapple Express weed before the movie.
Wow.
Which came first, Pineapple Express the movie or Pineapple Express the marijuana strain? We have it on the best authority possible, a.k.a. Seth Rogen. The comedy star and Hollywood's resident pothead.
The guy who made it up.
I don't recall voting for Seth Rogen to be the Hollywood pothead.
Yeah, who's our representative?
Yeah.
You got somebody better in mind?
I was not at that meeting. Yeah, James Franco. He's way smarter.
Yeah. People rate him.
I guess. I don't know.
He's not everybody's favorite.
I like James Franco.
I know a lot of people don't. Like, they think he's, you know, a too alternative.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard that.
He's out there at times.
Oh, for sure.
I loved him appearing as himself on 30 Rock.
Oh, yeah.
When
I remember you guys telling me that.
They had the stage
with
Jenna.
Yeah, the stage relationship. And
then they had to get, like, divorced. Yeah.
Him and Tina Fey had a threesome with a body pillow.
Nice.
Yeah,
that sounds interesting.
Like, anime chick on a body pillow that he was in love with.
Kimiko.
A body pillow named Kimiko?
Yeah, the whole
I have a feeling we've talked about this before.
Yeah, I think I've seen it. I think I remember the body pillow on this podcast.
I think we've talked about
No, we haven't.
Was it a red dress?
No, the whole subplot of
I don't know.
Why they're trying to put him in a relationship is he's in the tabloids talking about he has relationships with body pillows.
Yeah. Okay.
So he tries to hook up this relationship to make it look like he's not fucking body pillows and he's fucking humans.
Right. Like Troy McClure.
Okay. Mm.
I thought you said he sleeps with the fishes.
Oh, yeah. Mm. It's a great idea to start with Rick Simpson oil. Whoa.
Easy.
Rob's turning into his evil twin.
Well, okay. So speaking of Rick Simpson oil, we spent a lot of time last week discrediting, like we're a sort, like we are the officials,
we're the official,
and we discredit Rick's. No, but he's out there. I mean,
yeah,
it's
definitely unique.
But not even a week later, I'm reading about cannabis compound cannabigerol or CBG may prevent colon cancer. But first of all, cannabigerol is just an awesome name.
Yeah, nice name. It's cannabigerol.
That's going to be like my code name for it from now. That's not very code name, is it? But fuck it. Cannabigerol. And your butt won't get fucked up.
But fuck it.
You said butt fuck it.
Yeah, you did.
So yeah, CBG should be considered translationally in colorectal cancer prevention and cure, researchers concluded. Translationally. I've never come across that word before.
We're reading a lot of crazy words tonight. Translationally.
Translationally. It's like
Wow.
How dare they make a story about pot that I can't understand?
Can I? Let's see, translationally. I'm trying to fill time. This first thing that came to my head.
This is just in the cannabis family. It's not the fun part. This is kind of like the Debbie Downer of the cannabis family. The cannabinoid family.
Cannabinoid.
Because this is a safe, non-psychotropic cannabis.
What's it for?
It's to make you crazy.
It's like cure your butt cancer.
Take care of your bunghole.
No, that's... they're believing that it will.
That's what they're leading with, too. That's the first line of the research.
Hey, you guys want this, it'll take care of your bunghole.
Takes care of your bunghole.
Yeah. And actually, it's preventative. They're looking at it as preventative medication, so maybe that other nut was right, too. No, I don't know. Those guys are out there.
So should you solve your hemorrhoids with the Rick Simpson oil?
You know...
And then it would also prevent colon cancer?
At this point... It doesn't matter what I believe. It's pretty much like going to church every Sunday and still questioning God. Like, well, you're doing your work.
Right.
You're getting into heaven. Like, I'm still smoking the pot, whether I believe it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm doing the preventative medicine. I'm curing my cancer. I'm doing air quotes right now for radio.
Everybody can see that.
He's preventing his ass cancer.
I would. Sure. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's also, speaking of...
it's medicine for me, all right? I have a card that says so.
Yeah. Yeah, bro, you're legit.
I'm medicating.
Speaking of ways to use cannabis medicinally, I showed you guys the Psyche vaporizer.
Oh.
That was partially printed with a 3D printer. They used that to make some of the parts of it.
That's cool.
This thing was developed in Israel by a scientist that received, I think, about $1 million from the government to produce this unit that allows you to control the dose accurately. So, I mean, not everybody wants to get fucked up all the time. And if you want to just use marijuana for pain medication, but you have to do other things like, I just want my shoulder pain to go away,
right?
But I also want to take my kids to the mall and not have to worry about my driving, you want to meter your dose accurately.
Yeah, you don't want to be a high on.
Well, just the thing that they put the peppermint in.
They put the peppermint in, and it created quite a little blast of peppermint, I guess.
That'd be delicious. Whatever. I don't care what anybody says.
Oh, no, wait. That was not. Scratch that. That was the other. The that was the pod.
Yeah.
No. This was the one that it kind of looks like I have. I used to use these steroid inhalers for my asthma. It was a disc.
Yeah.
The Advair disc. It's kind of like that, where it's got a little rotating thing, but you actually control it with an app. So you take out your iPhone, flatten it out, and is it? Joke.
We should have said iPhone 6 Plus.
Yeah, so you go.
You can bend it, folks. You can bend it.
You take out your iPhone and you open up the app and you tell it like some specifics about what your ailment is and it's going to figure out how much it should dose you and load up the appropriate amount. And so there's all these little slots around in this disc. And each one of them has pulverized marijuana in there. And it like loads up however many, vaporizes it, and you just hit it like an inhaler.
That's interesting.
It's the only way to date with any technology or any method to actually control your intake when it comes to using marijuana as medicine.
Interesting.
Your ideas are intriguing to me.
Yes,
I wish to subscribe to your newsletter.
Please.
Yeah. I want one. I mean, not to, use it in the intended way either.
Yeah.
I want to abuse it.
Double the dose.
I
want to abuse it. Yeah.
You could go to work and, take a quick puff and you're good to go.
Not at work. You can't. Dude, no, seriously. Not just in the interest of like, if anybody hears this, they're going to think I'm getting high at work. But I can't I could not do my work high. I've done other work in retail. You can do that stoned.
Oh, for sure.
This is like focusing, paying attention, detailed work, and if you make a mistake, like stumble over something, drop something, scratch something, it can be worth tens of thousands of dollars.
You done messed up, A.A. Ron!
Yeah.
Aaron getting yelled at work. Scratch something.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to witness some scenes from the next attraction to play this theater. This picture, truly one of the most unusual ever filmed, contains scenes which under no circumstances should be viewed by anyone with a heart condition or anyone who is easily upset. We urgently recommend that if you are such a person or the parent of a young or impressionable child now in attendance, that you and the child leave the auditorium.
Rewind this and just smoke to it.
Welcome to Rewind This and Just Smoke to It. I'm your reviewer, Rob, from the Projection Booth. How about we talk about a movie this week that never got made? How about a film the director hoped would be like a psychedelic experience for anyone who saw it? How about a film based on a well-respected sci-fi novel? Welcome to Jodorowsky's Dune.
I want to create a prophet to change the young mind of all the world. For me, Dune will be the coming of a god, artistical, cinematographical god.
Following the underground success of his psychedelic western, El Topo.
El Topo is not a western. It goes far beyond any western.
And is even more outlandish and beautiful, The Holy Mountain.
Nothing in your education or experience can have prepared you for this film. Alejandro Jodorowsky's The Holy Mountain.
Argentinian filmmaker Alejandro Jodorowsky set out to make an adaptation of Frank Herbert's Messiah story in space. The bestseller, Dune.
I didn't read Dune, but I have a friend who said it was fantastic.
Planned as one of the most extravagant sci-fi films ever made, and one, even though it wasn't made, has influenced countless sci-fi films to come in terms of design and ideas. Everything from Star Wars to Alien and even more.
People did not do this film as they were afraid of his imagination.
This is a movie that has its fingerprints all over so many other movies. Blade Runner, William Gibson, Matrix.
Giger, he make the monster of Alien. And Hollywood start to use my group.
It always leads back to Jodorowsky.
Jodorowsky's vision for Dune was amazing. It was like a bright, brilliant star that sadly collapsed under its own weight. But the creators of this documentary have reached into that black hole, into that void left behind, and created an amazing work that is a must for anyone who loves science fiction, creativity, or believing in big dreams. Dune, of course, would eventually be made by David Lynch in 1984. And there's some discussion in the documentary about that, and you get to understand exactly why that film was not considered a sci-fi classic, but it does have a lot of love within the cult film community. By the way, we were lucky enough to have producer Steven Scarlatta on two recent episodes of the Projection Booth, including one on this film, so check out Jodorowsky's Dune and then enjoy those interviews over there as well. But getting back to the director's vision, a film that is like a psychedelic experience? I, for one, would love to see that, or shall I say, experience it.
For me, it was not to make a picture. It was something deeper. I wanted to make something sacred, free, with new perspective, open the mind.
So Jodorowsky's Dune. Rewind this and just smoke to it. And until next week, I'm Rob from the Projection Booth, and you can find out more about my usual show at projection-booth.com. If you have suggestions for films that I should review, tweet them at this show, The Weedsman. That's at The Weedsman 420. And as Chris, Rob, and Aaron say, stay high.
Hey, thank you for listening, liking, and sharing the Weedsman Podcast on Facebook and following us on Twitter at TheWeedsman420. TheWeedsmanPodcast at ChristopherMedia.net is the email. You can subscribe to the Weedsman Podcast on iTunes for free by clicking through the iTunes banner on ChristopherMedia.net. Android users, you can find the Weedsman Podcast on Stitcher Radio. We got you covered. You can donate to Christopher Media by using the PayPal button on ChristopherMedia.net. Hey, please click through the Amazon banner and bookmark the page. When you buy something, Amazon is going to kick back some money to help keep Christopher Media going. And if you are looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. That's who we use to host all of the Christopher Media shows, like the Weedsman Podcast. We come out Tuesdays and Fridays, it seems to be working out. Unregimented comes out every Monday and Thursday. Eminem Question Everything comes out on Sundays. And the Toddzil X-Pod, whenever the hell he fucking feels like it. When you sign up for HostGator by clicking through our link, you are helping to support ChristopherMedia.net. DraftKings is one-day fantasy sports. You'll be locked into one team for an entire season. You can draft a new team every day. Christopher Media listeners winning real money every day at DraftKings. Please click through the banner at ChristopherMedia.net. Sign up today at DraftKings.com.
You want to get mad?
You guys ready to get mad?
I'm going to harsh your buzz a little bit.
Man, it's my birthday, man.
No, I know, but I gotta at least bring up a little bit about Brandon Coates. Okay. You guys remember him? I think 2 weeks ago we started talking about Brandon Coates.
Maybe that's the guy
week.
That he...
This is the guy who worked for DirecTV.
Yeah, he got injured.
Oh, yeah.
He was injured. Yeah, well, he's been in a wheelchair for most of his life now. At this point, I think he was a teenager when he got injured. Mm-hmm. He worked at IT for DirecTV, and he was a weed smoker. They knew that he was a medical marijuana patient. They test him. He fails. They fire him. It's gone to court now. It's in the Colorado Supreme Court. So here's Coates' attorney, Michael Evans. I want to read you his quote first. Mr. Coates was never accused or suspected of being under the influence and received satisfactory performance reviews all 3 years. He was fired after an unknown type or amount of THC was found after a mouth swab test.
Mouth swab?
Ooh. Mouth swab, yeah.
That's interesting. What they do.
Dish knew he was a medical marijuana patient.
Right.
The mere presence of THC is not proof of impairment.
Yeah, I mean, if he's a medical... I mean, doesn't he get some sort of leeway?
That's what they're going to decide. Mm. You know, this case, although it won't make any laws, will set a precedence for how this is handled in the future. Do you give deference to a medical marijuana patient, even though what they're doing is illegal federally?
Yep.
Right? So I gave you his attorney's statement. This is Megan Martinez. She's the Dish Network attorney.
This should be good.
She said, "He quote, he tested positive, had THC in his system. We are alleging that he was using THC at the workplace. The definition of use is in the Medical Marijuana Act, Colorado Amendment 20. It's the employment of something, the longstanding possession of something. He smoked marijuana while at home, but he crossed a threshold with THC in his system."
Okay.
"The use is the effects. It's the THC. It's the whole point of marijuana. So when he came to work, he was using."
Right.
So if you go out and you do your stupid fucking little girls' night with all of your fucking girlfriends and y'all drink Cosmos
right.
for 6 hours I mean, after
but it,
work.
No, because it doesn't stay in your system.
But I'm saying if come to work the next day and you, oh, and you get pissed, out. And you get piss tested, that alcohol is still going to be in there.
No.
No, so
the alcohol would not. No,
no.
Unless you drank a shit ton and you were out to like 3 or 4 in the morning.
You ever had to go to work after partying the night before?
Oh, yes. Yeah, and people have gotten fired for it for showing up completely hungover or still drunk.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But that your argument would fall apart in court. What she's really talking about is that THC.
I put my place.
THC. Ooh. Is not the effect, right? So if THC is the effective part of marijuana and you show positive for THC in your system at any time, that means that you have the effective part of marijuana in your system and you are therefore using. Now, what do we know? First of all, that there's a lot of different cannabinoids. We got to make it a rule every time the word comes up. And that not all of them are psychoactive, right?
Correct.
And we just talked about the one that they, the cannabinoid, cannabigerol.
Cannabinoid.
That they were testing for prevention of colon cancer. And that was a non-psychoactive version. It's actually the non-psychoactive versions, the non-psychoactive cannabinoids that stay in your system longer.
Right.
And you are not high because those are non-psychoactive.
So remind me of the people who talk shit about sports just because they don't like it. So what if you, well, if you don't like it, big deal. It's still around.
She's parsing the letter of the law, and that is her job as a lawyer to take what she's presented it with as the facts and the law and figure out how it works to her advantage. She's not wrong when it comes to the law. It's just that we don't have ways to, like, solid laws to protect people when it comes to this. I mean, well, anyway, we all know that even people in Colorado who are feeling very comfortable in their homes from, you know, smoking marijuana that they went to the store and purchased legally.
Right.
Still, they have to be thinking in the back of their minds that it could all fall apart.
Any moment.
You know, it's still illegal federally.
Right.
And Here's an interesting way that somebody used this to their advantage. Did you hear about the fake raid that was done in California?
No.
So this is from the cannabist.co. Redding, California. 5 people who allegedly stormed a residential marijuana garden near Redding and falsely identified themselves as federal drug agents have been arrested on charges of robbery and impersonating a peace officer.
Hmm.
Shasta County Sheriff Office Sergeant Michael Peary, what a title, says that the people tending the pot told deputies the suspects in the fake raid, 3 men and 2 women, brandished rifles and wore toy badges, clothed with law enforcement insignia and at least 1 Drug Enforcement Administration jacket when they entered the property on Thursday. Now my favorite part of the article. Peary says the robbers fired several shots at the growers and demanded their marijuana plants. The growers went into the house and came back with guns of their own, which prompted the phony agents to flee.
Give me all the pot!
Yeah.
Now!
Fuck you.
All right.
Your badges are fake.
Get the fuck out. These are toys.
Real quick, I know we do a lot of stories from marijuana.com, and I'm a big fan of their website. I usually do mention a story from them, but today I read one. They do a segment called Prisoner of the Month.
Okay.
And there's one about a man named Craig Cecil, and he received a life sentence for, you'll have to read the story.
Awesome.
He received a life sentence for a marijuana possession.
What? A life sentence for marijuana possession?
Yeah, he got a distribution charge because he had a large amount. But
possession.
But he was actually not involved in trafficking it. He just happened to take the wrong customers, it sounds like. He owned a tow service and worked on some trucks that had transported marijuana. The story is too long to get into on air. We could spend a whole hour on this one.
Okay.
But I really encourage you to go to marijuana.com and read their Prisoner of the Month segment, or read their Prisoner of the Month article about Craig Cecil, because the story will probably astound you at how ridiculous our legal system still is.
Yeah.
So I guess what you're saying, Jimmy Kimmel calling out stoners, which, by the way, I'm still holding to that three-boobed girl is a Jimmy Kimmel prank.
Really? You still think? Jeez, come on, man.
There's like no scar. Look at her. There would be like a scar where that thing was attached.
Why Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah, why are you? Because of that booty thing? Where
because he got away with fire? that twerk thing last year.
Oh, God.
Like I think it's fake. I mean,
well, yeah.
It's so stupid.
Yeah,
no. She's all natural. No, I think it's just like I have not seen any video of this chick walking around with three boobs. And even then, that can be faked fairly easily these days, right? Rob?
Yes. What'd you say? Oh, sure. There's probably video Photoshop. I don't think there is anything like that. I'm sorry. Maybe she was wearing like a green piece in between her boobs.
Rob just remembers that podcast never go away.
Yeah.
I'd like to withdraw my comment.
I'd like to have a, you know, Chuck Stokes moment, editorial.
Chuck Stokes?
Channel 7 action. Hi, I'm Rob from the Weedsman podcast, and I'd just like to say I'm an idiot.
Did he?
Thank you for your time.
Wow.
Hey, man.
So
it's my birthday.
Jimmy Kimmel confirms every suspicion you've ever had about pot smokers. That's what the headline says.
Ooh. Jimmy Kimmel's an authority on it,
like,
right?
He doesn't smoke ever.
Businesses that sell pot have been making donations to support candidates with the hope that they will gain influence in Washington. And you thought Congress didn't do anything before. Wait until the weed lobbyists get in there. But if the marijuana industry really wants to influence the political process, they need to start by helping stoners remember to vote. That would be job number one if I was in charge. I'm not sure if it is a good thing to do. I wonder if regular pot smokers pay enough attention to politics to have to make a positive impact. So
I didn't know where this
we don't just sit around
though,
and wonder about things. We act. So today I
said, this is a common setup for him.
Marijuana dispensary here in Hollywood.
Let's ask somebody a question that we know they're not going to know the answer to.
Basic questions. This is a pot quiz, and we'll find out now how it went.
Oh.
Okay, what's your name and where are you from?
Alex, Hollywood, California. Cut hair right here, so make it happen.
Cool. And Alex, do you smoke marijuana?
All day, every day.
All day, every day.
Yes, it should sir. Be noticed that should done. Noted they're outside of a dispensary.
Yes. Oh, for sure. Yeah,
bro, that's where they stage it.
All right. So who's the leader of North Korea?
The leader of North Korea, I know he looks like, don't know his name.
And who's the
Kim
leader
Jong-un?
Of Pineapple Express?
Kim Jong-il.
Oh, that's a good question. Seth Rogen.
Kim Jong-il.
What's your name? Where
you're right.
My name is Jong-un.
Yeah, you're
Brooklyn,
right.
New York.
And what are you out here doing today?
Me, smoking weed.
Yeah.
Can you name me the current Secretary of State?
Blouse, blouse.
That's my answer.
Nice try.
Who's the Pope right now?
Benedict?
I knew this. Oh, I don't know.
Pope who John's the fuck cares? No.
What's Pizza Hut's
he's been gone for a while, though.
Bacon.
How many electoral votes does California get?
I have no idea.
How many grams in an ounce?
28.
God damn it.
God damn it.
Speaker of the House.
Who knows how many electoral votes their state has?
Yeah, who would know?
I mean,
that?
I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that know, but you could go anywhere in America and ask these questions and get the same answers.
Martin Lawrence?
Yeah.
All right.
Who's the Pope right now?
The last guy stepped down, I don't know, an old guy.
Who's the stoner on Dancing with the Stars right now?
Tommy Chong.
Can you name me one Supreme Court justice?
No.
Can you name me one item from Taco Bell?
Crunchwrap Supreme.
Who addressed the UN about climate change last week?
I don't know. I work too much.
Who went to White Castle?
Harold and Kumar.
How does a bill become law?
I don't know.
How does an apple become a bong?
Oh, that's easy. That's you need to put the tube on the side.
You stick a pen from the top and you stick a pen from the side.
Then you're going to put that weed on top.
No, you do it without anything else.
Light up.
I've never done it.
I can give you an apple bong, or not an apple bong, but an apple pipe without any other. Just that and a knife, preferably a paring knife.
Hi, internet watchers.
And I can smoke pot out of it.
Subscribe to my YouTube channel for all our latest viral videos.
The trick is that you carve the holes close enough to each other, but you don't actually break the wall. And you have, like, this little filter.
Oh, and through the apple.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking sweet.
So you just carve the top out of the center, and you go down deep enough to give yourself a bowl, and then you carve a little hole in the side enough. And you can even go all the way through and make a little shotgun if you want, but you got to get it just right. That's advanced level shit.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like it.
You can put a carb on that shit.
Hell yeah, a little carb. A little water in there. You can put it like a bubbler and make a bubbler out of an apple.
Eat it with some bread.
I think you'd need some additional equipment for that one.
Some way.
Eat it with some bread. No, you don't eat it afterwards.
Yeah, where are you
it
at?
It tastes horrible.
It said carb.
Carb, yeah. You know. Carburetor.
Oh, man. I have no idea what's going on.
Sorry, I just sound like an old dog.
So, yeah, a bunch of unfair questions. I mean,
I don't think those are unfair. I'm not on your side on this one. I don't think things like the president.
What relationship do they have with John Kerry, whether they know his name or not? Who the fuck cares about what pope they're on now? If they asked them about local politics, maybe then I'd say that they had some sort of point. But the fact is that you could have that same conversation. Maybe they wouldn't be so quick to answer the questions about White Castle and other stoner-related things that they would throw out there, but you would get the same answers on the Pope and the Secretary of State and the Supreme Court anywhere in the nation. And what's worse is you usually get an opinion with that too. at least these guys are like, I don't know, and I don't seem to really give a fuck, and that's fine,
right?
And if you don't vote, that's fine too. Uninformed people not voting, I'm fine with that. But when you have somebody that just will go on a rant about what the government needs to do and what we should be doing right now and blah blah blah, and then they say, you know, how does a bill become a law? And they're like, I don't know. Well, maybe you should know because you seem to have an opinion about how things should run.
Right. Makes sense.
In defense of stoners.
Fuck yeah. I agree.
I can't find the story to tell you where this happened, but little short story.
This will be informative.
Yeah.
Guy who was showing up to court on a marijuana possession charge brings his backpack in with him.
Okay.
Offers it up for inspection. They open it up. They find 50 grams of marijuana and, of course, some rolling papers.
Did he forget about this?
Yeah. Well, let's. Oh, I forgot that's
in there. I sent the story to you guys
today. Unclear.
There was the guy who dropped off a rental car with 140 pounds of pot in the trunk. Oh, ooh. Whoops.
Oh, my God.
Like, what was...
Bunch of idiots.
Yeah.
How do you forget about that? Is it really good shit?
That is quite the oversight.
Yeah, that's a big mess up.
Was someone supposed to be working at the rental car place that gave him the wrong schedule?
Right.
And instead, Bob found the pot, and Bob wasn't supposed to find the pot?
Yeah, I think that's probably
You're working as a drug mule at the Hertz as an in-between?
That one's got to, like, haunt you for the rest of your life. Because for a minute, I thought, like, maybe he panicked. Maybe it was, like, the deal didn't go down the way he thought. He didn't want to have this amount of marijuana on him. It was just like, I'll get rid of it this way. But then I'm like, no, it's your fucking rental car.
Right.
Like, your name is on it. You signed for this shit. So yeah. I think he really was just like...
They're going to know.
Oh, fuck.
Right.
Like, you know, I've left the gas station. Have you ever paid for gas and then left without pumping?
No.
I've done that.
Really?
I've done that. I've never drove off with the hose in the tank, though.
Never done that either.
Have you? No, I've bought, like, pot and forgot to pay the dude.
Oh, yeah, that's happened.
You get halfway home, he's like,
I bought pot and forgot
to
pay.
Hey, didn't give me the money. Hey, really? You're right. I'll be back.
I've never done that.
I know, it's because it was the kind of guy who would smoke with you when you get there.
I bet.
No, I bought and left it there.
Ha! Nice.
Well, how do you prove that? It's not like you get a receipt. Hey, man.
Well,
hey, man, yeah. I was just here. Well, were you?
Yeah, I left my bag here. Well,
I didn't see any bag.
You have to buy another one. I'm sorry.
Oh, it was in Jersey.
Joyzy.
New Jersey man busted for bringing pot to marijuana court case hearing.
Man, what an idiot.
Guilty.
This is over. This is Toke of the Town posted this. Here's the guy.
Oh boy.
He looks
like he got beat up.
He's an African American gentleman, but he kind of looks like a terrorist, doesn't he?
Yeah, the beard.
It's the beard. The beard and
scraggle.
He's got a very wide set eyes that are...
And he's kind of tilted down so it darkens his fucking...
Well, I think he's pissed in this photo.
probably...
I'm fairly certain.
Yeah, I would say he's probably pretty pissed.
Like, here's another one that you're just not going
to
forget.
Can we get
like,
you to smile?
It's going to haunt you. Imagine, even after you get out of jail, you're going to be like, you know, if I didn't fucking forget. God damn it.
Imagine that prison photo session.
It says Thompson likely saw all the... He's approaching the... They have the metal detector, and they have the X-ray machine that you put your shit through. Have you guys ever been to court?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, and by the way, have you ever been to court? And they don't let you bring your cell phones in now. So I've taken the bus to court before, trying to get my license back, and you know I have my cell phone in my pocket. I can't bring it in here. I don't have anywhere to put it. Can you hold on to it? No. Okay, so you can leave it in the foyer. Oh, okay. Thanks.
No.
Yeah, I'll get right on that. Yes.
Well, I did. They had like some display case or something out there that had, I don't know what the fuck was in it, some like historical memorabilia or something at the court. Yeah. And I just kind of like put it on top of that and pushed it back and then went in.
Oh, that'll work.
It was still there.
That'll work.
Yeah, right.
Probably because I think I remembered to turn the ringer off. Otherwise, if I got a call, I'd been screwed.
Yeah. Dave's not here, man.
No, so he approaches it. So Thompson handed his backpack with about 50 grams of herb in it over to be inspected along with some papers and a blunt. Oh, yeah, he had a PR in there. He's now charged with possession of 50 grams or less, as well as paraphernalia possession. Both charges carry up to $1,000 in fines and 6 months in jail, respectively. What judge isn't going to throw the book at him, even if they have a positive stance on marijuana? If they're actually pro marijuana, they're probably going to be like, "Hey, fuckhead, you're not helping."
Right?
Yeah. Knock that shit off.
You got two G's?
What an idiot!
No? Can you spare the next year of your life?
Right.
You want to get high?
Because I'm throwing the book at you, asshole. The fuck?
What the fuck?
This guy wins.
That's what I mean. From my experience, judges are very big on the whole respect thing.
Oh, I bet.
When you go into court, anything that you do that is deemed disrespectful, and they have their own set of rules, you know, things are not going to go your way.
Yeah, when I did jury
duty. That's majorly disrespectful. So any judge is going to be, his hands are going to be tied. He's like, you know what, Thompson, I like you. That doesn't mean shit all when you're such a fucking idiot. you'd bring a backpack full of weed to a case, a hearing about weed possession. So he's probably going to lose that. He's going to get the book thrown at him for his prior conviction, too.
Yeah, he may have paying a dumbass fee, a dumbass tax.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, but hey, maybe he likes prison, you know? You can get weed anytime you want.
Three hots and a cup.
Make some, make some toilet whiskey.
Oh, sure.
Toilet wine.
Toilet wine. Yeah. Crush the berries up.
If you're into anal sex.
Maybe he is. Hey, I don't judge.
Yeah. Not all that going
it
on.
Is what it is.
Three hots and a cock. Some, some people.
Oh, boy.
You know, they keep their expectations low. They live minimally, and you can accept those conditions.
Yeah.
I ain't going. Fuck that. Not me.
Ain't going to get me alive.
Alive? Oh, really? You going like you going down like Vice City?
Tommy Vercetti.
Jeez, Rob gets pulled over with like a joint.
Come on!
He comes out of the car with a tire iron, starts swinging.
Oh yeah!
You're not taking me alive, coppers.
I'm to the end. To the end.
Do you see that video? Of that guy being shot at four times. Like there's, I think they played a like clip on Bill Maher's show, and this guy is standing outside of his truck, and he's talking to a cop. A cop asks him for his ID.
Oh yeah!
And he turns to go into his car and get it.
And the cop freaks out and fucking.
And pops. He does kind of dart into the car. I'm like, why are you moving so squirrely?
He was probably nervous. But
he was nervous, yeah. So the cop starts shooting at him. The guy's like, yeah. Finally, like, I winged him on one of them.
Right.
But
I love it when he asks the question at the end, are you hit? And the guy's like, I think so. Like, how do you know? Like, do you not know? Are you in that much shock? I would be in that much shock.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. I would be in a lot of shock. Four shots? Fuck that. That's a lot of noise. A lot of flashing. A lot of bang.
I'd be freaked out.
Hell yeah.
Who wouldn't? These cops, cops are out of hand.
Yeah.
No, the cop was freaked out too.
Oh, yeah.
The cop was fearing for his life. So it's like when you state it like that, you can. It seems like a forgivable action. The problem is why the police officer was fearing for his life.
Right.
That's ignorance and poor training.
Exactly. I agree.
But anyway, why so serious, Weedsman?
Hey, what did Eric Holder do to support cannabis as Attorney General?
What did he do?
He said that, he gave some, like, vague nod to medical marijuana.
It says he supported it furtively.
Furtively?
F-U-R-T-I-V-E-L-Y. Passively and without taking any pivotal action towards the progression of the marijuana movement.
Yeah.
He claims to be using it in the past and claims to be cautiously optimistic about the future of cannabis legalization.
Yeah, he was going to retire anyway.
So he'd be glad to work with Congress to reschedule cannabis as a non-schedule one.
Oh, no, I see what he's doing. that's where the money's going is in this in weed lobbyists.
Didn't I call this a few podcasts ago?
Yeah.
It's big bud. It's coming.
So he was
big weed.
He was quite possibly staging the next part of his career.
Mm-hmm.
I took it as just like, you know, one of those peace, I'm out of here. By the way, I smoke dip.
Right. Fuck it.
Colorado.
Quit.
Eric Holder gets up there and he's like, well, not that I have a choice, but fuck it.
Fuck it. I quit.
Oh. See, isn't that what just... That's what the conservatives would want, though. That would just...
Oh, yeah.
That would play to their expectations.
Colorado has released new cannabis regulations for both medical and retail.
I thought the medical was going away.
I thought they got rid of that.
As did I. Let's see. All this, at least, is from Leafly.com. What? Jamaica takes step towards any cannabis prohibition. The rules cover everything from licensing fees, edibles, cultivation, and employee training, including hand washing. There's no production cap now on how much you can grow. allowing the same number of plants, 3,600 for warehouse and indoor greenhouse grows. That means anything to anybody. The new rules establish responsible vendor training as well as safety precautions when manufacturing edible marijuana products. In addition, the rules will establish a standardized amount of THC per serving, no more than 10 milligrams in edible products. So, there you go. It's all over on that one, kids. No more 100 milligram super brownies that'll make you see the ghost of your grandma.
That's bullshit.
why is that bullshit?
You can't.
I want it.
You can't doubt out anymore. What?
Go out of control.
No, you can. You can just eat a bunch of them.
Yeah, yep. It's true.
I'm down.
You can still get as much marijuana as you want. This is what we have to do in order to sell it legally. We have to somehow control the dosage.
Right. In addition to
this
testing,
this is a positive thing. This is what controlling the dosage of it is. What is going to allow it to go legal federally?
Right. No, I understand. I'm just
also says,
I just think it's just crazy with all the.
In addition to testing for potency in edibles, the MED, whatever the hell that is, will also require the testing of flowers for chemicals, right, such as pesticides, molds, and fungi. The response to new regulations have been mixed. Some express concern over the prohibitive cost of testing fees. Wham! That's what I say. It's
cut.
You have legal.
That's like
in your
that's
state.
Like listening to Big Oil complain about drilling fees.
Yeah,
and all the taxes that they pay. Or managed to find loopholes not to pay.
Others noted that home growers and medical caregivers are not subjected to the same testing guidelines, potentially driving the financial competition between the gray markets and the legal markets. Stop complaining.
Every economy is a bubble.
Big pot. It's coming. Big weed.
No, seriously. This is the verge of the weed bubble. And it'll eventually pop, because that's how capitalism works.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's time to wrap it up.
Rick Simpson.
Yeah.
We got anything else?
Good night. That's what I got for you.
I guess that means no.
Happy birthday, Rob.
Yeah, happy
Thanks,
birthday.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you to the other Rob, Mr. St. Mary, for rewinding this and just smoke to it.
Wow. It's amazing.
Broadening our horizons.
Yes. Day. Showing us there's more than just half-baked and up in smoke.
All for it.
Check out his podcast, The Projection Booth. It's neat. There's a review he hasn't gotten yet. It's neat.
It's neat.
The Weedsman Podcast.
It's neat.
That one's going to the top of the list when on iTunes. This is going to be the first one that comes up. I mean,
4 stars. It's neat.
Put that right under the...
Only 4.
I don't know. I mean, I thought that was the top.
Yeah,
it's 5 stars.
Neat. Oh, 5 stars, neat.
Which, hey, if you do are on iTunes, you know.
I'd say it's a 5-star pod, yes.
You could
all seriousness.
You could drop us a 5-star rating, too, on iTunes, if you so desire. Click through that banner on ChristopherMedia.net. Subscribe for free.
Hell, even if you didn't like it, post something and rate us 0.
Comment.
But
rate it. Don't rate us 0. Don't listen to him.
Yeah.
0 doesn't put us on the radar.
All I said was 4. No.
Rob saying 4, Aaron saying 0. For the love of God, click 5.
4 is better than 0.
It's all the same click. Just go for 5.
Click, 5.
We're better than 2 stars, damn
5. Don't mess around.
5.
I'll take 2.5.
But we're on Stitcher.
We're already negotiating with ourselves.
Yeah, I'll take 2.5, sure.
We're on Stitcher. We're on TuneIn.
Use it all.
We're on the internet. ChristopherMedia.net.
We're everywhere we need to be.
We're right where we need to be.
Yeah.
We're in your house. We're in your phone. We're in your computer. Everywhere.
We're in your ear. We're in your brain.
We're talking to you right now.
We're in your phone, even when you're not listening to us.
Yep. We're there.
That's how podcatchers work.
Yeah.
That's right. We're sneaking wirelessly into your home every night.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Like a U2
every
album.
Tuesday and Friday.
Yeah, like a U2
like
album.
Like an unwanted U2 album. We're sneaking
like
into
Bono
your phone.
Coming to your house in the night and leaving the album at the foot of your bed.
Yeah. And you're like, take it back. Get out of my. That would be horrible.
Bono Claus, the worst holiday hero ever.
I'm going to shoot you, Bono, if you don't get the fuck out of
here. Comes into your house, leaves you shitty music, and makes you feel guilty about about having money left over.
Yeah.
You know, how come he just doesn't adopt a whole bunch of starving African kids? Put your money where your mouth is, Bono.
Yep, I agree.
You know, I'm sure. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Adopt a few of them.
Sure.
I don't know. That's not the best use of your resources if that's what you're interested in.
Right.
In my opinion.
I could find a better way.
But this is not the Bono Defense Podcast.
No. What is,
Aaron doesn't want to defend anybody. We've established this.
I keep getting caught in the situation of looking pragmatically at people that I would probably just disagree with. It's like like a liberal. That's being my own worst enemy. Did Todd just say ha?
I wonder if he heard that or not.
I don't know if that was in response or not, but anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stay high.
Happy birthday, everybody.
What? It's your birthday.
Stay high.
Everybody who just heard this, it's your birthday.
2014. It's a wrap.
If you've had a birthday in 2014, Rob just said happy birthday.
To everybody.
Yeah. You didn't have to do it on Facebook.
I think that's very nice. That's a nice tradition to start, I think. On my birthday, I'm going to tell everybody else happy birthday. Actually, that's kind of a dick way to go about it, isn't it? Because then you're just kind of...
Well, I'm just saying happy birthday to everybody. Happy birthday. Everybody's happy.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry.
But they're not, Rob.
Why are you apologizing?
Not everybody has a birthday.
I just want everybody to
today.
Be happy.
All right. Well, hooray for one Rick love. Simpson.
Maybe one somebody love. Out there had a birthday last week, and now you just remind them that it's going to be almost a year before they experience that again.
Less than.
Maybe you should think before you wish happy birthday.
What if someone was trying to forget it was their
I'm
birthday?
I'm staging a liberal war on birthdays.
Yeah.
War on birthdays?
Yeah. No.
That's right.
This isn't the birthday dependent.
No, no. I'm declaring it right now.
It's war on birthdays.
Next week on Fox, you're going to see a story about how liberals are staging a war on birthdays.
Are birthdays really necessary? Let's talk about it.
Birthdays are something, they're an inalienable right that Jesus granted us when we were born to have our birth really celebrated.
Do we really need to do it?
If you don't like
your Now, I can birthday. Understand a war against non-baptized birthdays. Never mind.
If you're not a Christian and if you're not a Christian and you celebrate your birthday, you hate America.
We're off the rails. This car is just flying.
Yeah, the driver has leapt out of the vehicle a long time ago. We're just in the back seat
like
laughing.
Seeing an 8mm movie where the train just explodes.
Meanwhile, we're just heading.
I don't know. Let's cut it.
Shit show. Yeah. Okay, well.
Stay high.
Stay high.
Stay high.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.